Porterhouse Blue by Tom Sharp. Read by Griff Rhys-Jones. Chapter 1. It was a fine feast. No one, not even the Prelector, who was so old he could remember the feast of 1909, could recall its equal. And Porterhouse is famous for its food. There was caviar and soup à l'oignon, turbot au champagne, swan stuffed with widgeon, and finally, in memory of the founder, beefsteak from an ox roasted whole in the great fireplace of the college hall. Each course had a different wine, and each place was laid with five glasses. There was puits fumés with the fish, champagne with the game, and the finest burgundy from the college cellars with the beef. For 2 hours the silver dishes came, announced by the swish of the doors in the screens as the waiters scurried to and fro, bowed down by the weight of the food and their sense of occasion. For 2 hours the members of Porterhouse were lost to the world, immersed in an ancient ritual that spanned the centuries. The clatter of knives and forks, the clink of glasses, the rustle of napkins, and the shuffling feet of the college servants dimmed the present. Outside the hall, the winter wind swept through the streets of Cambridge. Inside, all was warmth and conviviality. Along the tables, 100 candles ensconced in silver candelabra cast elongated shadows of the crouching waiters across the portraits of past masters that lined the walls. Severe or genial, scholars or politicians, the portraits had one thing in common. They were all rubicund and plump. Porterhouse's kitchen was long established. Only the new master differed from his predecessors. Seated at the high table, Sir Godber Evans picked at his swan with a delicate hesitancy that was in marked contrast to the frank enjoyment of the fellows. A fixed...